Okay, good morning. We are starting Shin Mem Tet. Just want to point out from yesterday, I did send out a picture in a WhatsApp. It's from Dear Shu. Thank you very much. So just to point out that we had the case of, if you have, let's say, kind of like a pergola, an overhang in front of your front door. Your front door leads to a Rosh Hasharabim or a Carmelis. So we learned, just because you have a covering, if there's no walls around the covering, you still, that has the din of the outside, whatever it is, Darabanan and Daraisa, and you cannot carry from underneath that overhang into inside your house, because your house is Rosh Hasharabim and the outside is outside. So what can, right, we're assuming there's no Erev in the city. So how do you fix it? So the one easy way that the Mishnah Berurah of Hashem Taz points out, you put up four poles all around, underneath, and then those four poles will turn into your, will create Tzura Tapetach all the way around. So on the two, so we mentioned, even if you have two poles in the front, holding up the awning, or the overhang, it's not enough. Because on the two sides, you don't have a Tzura Tapetach. The wall of the house doesn't count as a Tzura Tapetach. You have to add a mashahu of some kind of a string or a pole on the others, and then if you have two poles, amudim, and you add a pole right by the house, then it could be a string, it could be a real pole. You have to add something. It could be a board of wood, whatever it is. It has to be something that can act as a Tzura Tapetach. And so bottom line, as long as you have four poles, then that's fine. On the side, it could also be walls. That's what we said yesterday. It doesn't have to be walls. It could just be a pole. It could be a wall. And Tzura Tapetach could be made of anything. It could be made up of anything, basically, Lamaisa, up until Dalet Amos. We'll get to that later. Samar Machmer by Dalet Tfachin. But anyways, bottom line is, you can make it Tzura Tapetach there. You can put a wall there. And if it has a din of a wall and not a Tzura Tapetach, we'll see later, you can't have an opening more than 10 Amos. But again, that's just a side thing. So Lamaisa, as long as you have four poles or walls of some sort, that's how you make it 100% mutter in almost all scenarios. Okay. Something else, very important, basic. We just touched upon it yesterday, just to clarify or to add. So, a din of a yad. It's basically, the Gemara discusses it, it's basically halacha l'moshe misinai, that a din of a yad has a din of dalid al dalid tfachim. Anytime you have a hand by itself, it has a din of dalid by dalid, or if it's connected to your body, but even a floating hand has a din of dalid al dalid. Because our Cheshulchan points out, you cannot have a proper akira or hanacha daraisa if it's not done in an area space of dalid al dalid. Okay? You're not going to have an isur, certainly not an isur daraisa, of Akira Anacha from one Rishos to another, Rishos Yachit to Rishos Rabim, and vice versa, unless it's in a space of Dalit by Dalit. And we know by a hand, again, well, I'm not going to list it, but you can look up the first Mishnah of Shabbos. It has all these scenarios, and one of them is a person, it's being put into people's hands. So even though it's in the hand itself as a din of, okay. Now, does the hand follow the body? Or basic principle. So halachically, if the hand and the body is in the same rishus, the same area, same domain, it has one din. You put it in someone's hand, it's as if you put it anywhere in his body, and the body's stationary, it's resting on the floor, and it goes after where the floor is, and fine. But if the hand is in a different rishus, let's say you're inside the house, and you put your hand outside the house through the window or through the door, and you have a floating hand per se. Halacha is the hand does not follow the body. We don't say we look at where your feet are, then we look at where your hand is. And that's special din. That applies also if you're going to stick out your mouth. But the mouth, our Cheshulchan says it's called a makom patur. The only thing that has a special din of dalid by dalid, he says, is the hand. Suffolk if any other parts of the body. So bottom line, let's say a person is outside and you put your hand outside when you're inside, and then someone puts something in your hand. If you're outside, you're inside, the other person's outside, and your hand is outside, and somebody outside picks something up from the floor outside and puts it in your hand outside. What's the din? So the Mishnah is Beferush. It's Beferush. It says Shneim Peturim. You each had kavana to pass it around, and he did the akira. He picked it up from the floor outside, and he put it in your hand. Your hand is outside, even though your feet are inside. Your feet are Rishus HaYachid, but your hand is a floating hand outside. He puts it in your hand outside. Your hand is outside. Your hand's not inside. It's separate. Your hand is in Rishus HaRabim, or perhaps Makom Petur. It depends on the height. So then, your hand outside. Now, interesting halacha, when he puts it in your hand is considered floating. Unless your hand's attached to your body in the same Rishus, it's not stationary, it's considered floating. That art scroll in the Hebrew edition in the bottom explains that, I mean, that's how the Mishnah makes sense. Because even though he picked it up and he put it down in your hand, you would think that's a kira and hanacha into your hand. No, because your hand is considered moving and floating. It's not considered stationary. So when he picks it up from the floor, it's in your hand. And then he puts it in your hand, even though he rests it in your hand and your hand's not moving, the Mishnah says, Shneim Peturim, because your hand is considered floating. What else is considered floating? Water. If you put something on water, water things float on the water. You put a ball on the water, you put a cup on the water, it's floating. So the din of the water is it's anything on the water is considered floating and not stationary. You'll never be chayav deraisa or derabanan picking up a floating cup on the water. The one exception, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know if everyone agrees, he says if you have a boat, a ship, that has a din of a davar chashuv on the water, and if you put something in the svina, on the ship, then that you'll have a deraisa of a kir and hanacha. The Gemara has a suffix by a little cup. So a cup is moving around, but he says by a boat there's no suffix. Okay, we'll leave that. But just so we don't misunderstand, if you have a body of water in the ocean, body of water in a bore, in a pit, in a bucket, whatever it is, the entire body of water is considered one item resting on the floor. So at the top of the ocean, if you put things on top of it, that's moving, it's floating. So it's not stationary. You can't have an akir and hanacha. But the water itself, if you were to pick up any part of the water from the top or the bottom, the din is that entire water has a din of one item resting on the ground, and if you pick up the water itself and you move it dalet amos, that were different rishus, then that would be in Isser Deraisa. Sorry for that. Okay. Let's go to Shin Mem Tet. I think so. Shin Mem Tet, we can discuss after. Shin Mem Tet, I think so. Arba Amos Bershus Harabim. If you have, no, this is to carry something, Dalet Amos. Okay. We'll compare this to Tchum later on, to Tchumin. Kol, just interesting, when you get to the Masechet Shabbos, it's pretty much Masechet Shabbos, Hilcha Shabbos. But when you get to Masechet Erevin, Mishnayos Erevin, you'll see that it actually gets to be confusing. It's a complete mixture of Eruvei Tchumin, Eruvei Chatzeros, and Hotza'ah. So some of the Mishnayos come back and forth, and they're used back and forth. Okay. Kol Adam Yesh Lo Arba Amos Bershus Harabim Shiyachol Letaltel Behem. So we learned, a person, obviously, we learned before, moving from one Rishut to another, even a Mashu is Deraisa. Now, if you're in one Rishus Harabim, right, Rishus HaYachid, you're allowed to carry, no problem. Rishus HaRabim, you're outdoors in Rishus HaRabim, to carry Dalet Amos, we learned, is 100% in Isser Deraisa. You can't carry Dalet Amos. However, we're gonna qualify or quantify this in the next couple of Seifim. Not so simple. Umodadim lo ba'ama shelo. Now, how do you measure what is Dalet Amos? It doesn't go by what we normally would consider the average, right? We have an average measurement in centimeters, you know, tvachim. So there's the average. So for most halachos, you're gonna get a sukkah. You're gonna build a sukkah. You're gonna get a lulav. And all these things have measurements. Sittus, they all have measurements. It goes by Adam Benoni. And basically, an amma would be six tvachim. Right? Very simple. However, and it goes by the average person. Umodadi here, Umodidim ba'amar shalo. When it comes to carrying dalat amos, for a person to be chayav carrying dalat amos, it doesn't go by the national average. It goes by his size. Everyone gets his ama, and basically it goes from the elbow to the edge of your end of your middle finger. Also, it's designed, it's supposed to be, that it's a person's height from his from the floor, from the edge of the bottom of his feet to his head, is 3 amos. And then you get an extra ama to stretch and move around with your arms and move things around. So that's considered comfortable. The 3 amos, right now I'm blanking, if that includes your head or not. Anyways, your body's 3 amos. I don't forget if that includes your head right now. All right, fine. But bottom line, it turns out to stretch out your body, you get, I think it does not include your head. Anyways, you stretch out, and then you get 4 amos. So it's very subjective to the person. Ve'im amasok tana. What happens if your personal ama is small? So what's interesting here, I'll leave it as a suffix or tzarachion. We'll see in a moment what we're talking about. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it always goes subjective. When it says amasok tana, your ama is small. In other words, for your personal height, your arm is short. So then what do? You get extra notzim lo arbamos binonayo shakol adam shakol achad mehem shisha tvachim. So it means you get a third of your body. Right? It doesn't, because you take your body, you divide it into 3, and that you get, that's your extra, that's your fourth ama. If your arm is short, then you use your body to determine your extra ama. If you were to be this, it's more of an expression, the shisha tfachim. It's not literal. If you're an average person, it would be shisha tfachim. But since you're not average, if we're talking about a person who's not average, so then it would be different. So he says, it's in the Shaar Tzion, explains, if a person is a midget, he's short, then he doesn't get 6 tfachim, he gets 4 amos based on the height of his body. Anyone whose arm is shorter than usual, he gets extra. The Chazon Ish, as a suffix, could be everyone always gets shisha tfachim. Anyway, it's more literal. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out that for this halacha, for carrying, it goes by, we call them amos metzumtzamos, exact. You hold your fingers and hands, the tefachim together, no extra space, and then you get exactly the measurement of 24 tefachim, nothing extra. For the halachas of tchumin, he says, you measure by dalar amos meruvachot, a little spacious, which means you get an extra chetzi etzpa for every ama, which means for every ama you get an extra centimeter. Okay. I think that covers that. All right. So it's basically subjective. Again, the nafka mina for most people is not big. Okay. Bet. Araba amos she'amru. Now, we learned you get 4 amos for carrying, right? You're allowed to carry 4 amos. However, what is 4 amos? Is it 4 times 6? Is it 24 tefachim? So we're about to learn. Hein v'alachson. Shenimtza shehem chamesh amot. It happens to be, on a daraisa level, you're only chayav if it's 5.6. That's for the average person. For a non-average height, then it might change. If you're bigger or smaller, it might change a little bit. Well, it would change a little bit if you're bigger or smaller, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah. So daraisa, you get, let's just say in Adam Beinoni, you get 5 3/5, you get 5.6 amos. So everyone knows dalat amos. Well, the truth is it's 5.6 amos on a daraisa level. There, we'll keep reading and then we're going to explain something. V'yesh mi she'omer. However, some say, Shem 4 amos ad 5 u'shlosh ha'chamashim patur aval asur. Hold on. This is an explanation. Some say, the Gra, Mishnah Berurah quotes, that it's actually not even a machlokas. He's coming to explain the first statement. And that's the halacha. That really, on a daraisa level, you're only chayev if it's 5.6. On a darabanan level, once you hit dalet amos, then it's asur midarabanan to carry. So, first of all, when we say you get 5.6, that's in any direction. It doesn't matter what's east, north, and south, west, whatever. It's always 5.6 in any direction. And the Vilna Gaon points out that, however, it could sometimes, now, according to everybody, within Dalet Amos, you're allowed to carry as much as you want within the same Dalet Amos. You can go around in circles, and it's Mutter Lechatchila to carry within Dalet Amos. There's no Isser Darabanan. When is there an Isser Darabanan between 4 and 5.6? So he says that that's if you, if a person, he points out, even midarabanan, you could go to 5.6 and a diagonal if you specify a direction. If you say, this is my direction, this is my my dalet amos, you point into your four directions of dalet amos, and you say, that's my dalet amos, I'm kaveya. So then, if you kaveya, what's your specific dalet amos, where your walls are?
A square.
You define your square, which your orientation of your square. Then for you, you actually, even midarabanan lachadchila, can carry ba'alachso in diagonal to the corners, 5.6. That's even according to the Yesh Misha Omer. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out, in order to be chayav, you have to completely remove the object. If it's a long object, and only you move, you know, part of it you got out of your dalet amos, but the other part you didn't, then you didn't violate the dalet amos, carrying dalet amos. Okay, Gimel. Mutar lo le'adam la'akor chayvitz merushus harabim v'litin lechavero she'etzlo b'toch arba amosav v'chavero lechavero she'etzlo. There's actually a way to carry what's it called? You can carry as much as you want as if you carry with somebody else. Everybody is taking turns and handing it on to each other. They're passing like a little football. They're passing it to each other as they're carrying. As long as you pass it before you reach Dalet Amos. So each person is carrying just less than Dalet Amos, but not one person is carrying a full dalet amos. So even if you end up carrying kama milim b'shus harabim, it's mutter lechatchila. Obilvad shelo yetzienu chutz mitchum shelo. But that's for the halachas of hotza'a. But for halachas of tchum, a tchum is a tchum. The object goes after the person, we'll see later. And whatever the tchum is of the object via the person, the owner, then you can't take it out of the tchum just because you're doing passing from one to another. The Bir Alecha points out, it's mashma from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that really, in order, you have to have many people to be carrying it very far. One person can only get Dalet Amos. You can't have the same two people passing it to each other forever. That wouldn't be allowed, but the Prima Gadim seems to say that it's okay, even if you have the same two people constantly passing it on. And that, so that's, we'll leave that as its Tzarechiyun. Which is which way to follow, and v'yesh misha oser, and there is an opinion who says midarabanan you can't do this because it's a ziluta de Shabbos, and it, so it seems to be miikar din the halacha would be it's permitted lechatchila. However, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be machmer because it's so easy for it to become an issa daraisa. You're almost like playing with fire. It's just dalet amos, and it's so easy for it to. You forget, you take it a little further than Dalet Amos, you drop it, it rolls. So therefore he says, one should be machmer, like the Yesh Misha Omer, to not do it midarabanan. Okay, Dalet. Hayu Shnayim. There's two people. Miktas Amotav Shelzeh B'toch Amosav Shelzeh. I sent out a picture from Art Scroll in the WhatsApp, that you have there's six amos away. Kagon sheish b'neim shesh amos. So they overlap with two amos in the middle. Each one has their own, they brought their own lunch with them, or whatever it is they're doing. They have their own lunchbox. They're six amos away. They overlap with two amos. So mevi'in va'ochlin va'emtza. They're allowed to go into their four, each one can go into their four amos, so they're overlapping. Va'ochlin va'emtza, and they're eating together. And that's okay. They could even share food together and eat together. Ubilvad shelo yotzi kol echad mitoch shelo l'toch shel chavero. But they just have to be careful they don't take each other's food and carry back into their personal dalamos, because then you end up with an iser. They could be end up carrying their isa even. You can pass from one to another? If each one is doing it less, right, so it would be a problem if one person takes the other person's food and carries it a full dalet amos. If you just went back two amos, then you're right. But if you carried it all the way back to your other, to the other side of your dalet amos, then that's when you have to be careful. Are you, do you mind if we, you tell me after? Sure. Hayu shlo, unless it's like a really short, okay. Hayu shlosha v'emtzayu muvla b'neim. Now, here you have three people. Kegon, and they're all, it's all in the linear line, the three people. Kegon shebein shnai machitzonim shmona amot. So you have the two people on the edge. Let's say you have A, B, and C. Three people. A, B, and C. A and C are on the opposite extremes of the line. They're eight amos away. And Mr. B is right in the middle. Okay? So ha'emtza'i, Ha'emtza'i mutar im ko'echad ma'chitzonim b'ma she'arba amos mevla'im b'toch shelo. So they both share arba amos. The Mr. B shares with A and Mr. B shares with Mr. C. So they're allowed to all eat together. U'shnai ma'chitzonim asurim ze'im ze. But the two guys at the edge, Mr. A and Mr. C, since they're eight amos apart, and if they were to carry, they're going to smack onto each other's edge, but there's no overlap. So even though A and C are there, Mr. B is still allowed to eat with A and C, but A and C has to stay separate. Okay. The point is, there's
B
no.
Can take food from A and give it to C.
B could take food from A and give it to C. Does that sound correct? Can A, can B take food from A to C? Yes, as long as it's within his. Yeah, as long as it's within, as long as there's no tchum issues, and for hotzah there's no problem. Very good. Because by hotzah it doesn't go by the owner. By tchum it goes by the owner, by hotzah it doesn't go by the owner. Good. Asur lahoi chefetz pachot pachot mi arba amos. Person's not allowed to carry less than, a person can carry less than dalet amos and then stop. But the expression means you can't carry less than dalet amos, stop, wait a few seconds, and then go, or a second, whatever, a full second, and then go another dalet, just less than dalet amos, rest, and then keep going. This is asur derabanan, because every time he stops, even though he's holding it, and you never put it down, you never pick it up, you never put it down. If you're holding an object, and your hand is in the same rishus as your body, every time you start, and you're already holding it, or it's in your pocket, every time you start moving and stop, that's called an akira and a hanacha. But since you're doing that and stopping less than dalet amos, and then it becomes a new akira and hanacha, that's where it becomes an issur derabanan. So asur is only on a level of derabanan. Therefore, well, he says like this, afilu bein hashmashos. Now this issur of carrying pachos pachos mi dalet amos is even in an issur, even at bein hashmashos. Which, right? We don't know if it's day or night, if it's Erev Shabbos or Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. V'afilu b'karmelis. Even in a karmelis is an issur derabanan of carrying pachos pachos midalet amos. There are going to be cases when if a person has to do something, we allow it. But normally, it would be an issur derabanan. It seems to be from the Pshat of Shulchan Aruch, even, I mean, he says it straight out, even though everything is a derabanan over here, or suffik, right? Ben Hashmashos, the suffik, the other two cases are derabanan. Even though you put them all together, it's asur mi derabanan, or extra machmer by a karmelis, because a karmelis is very close to being compared to a shesaravim, which is deraisa. So even if you have all three cases, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer. However, there are several achronim who are mekel lechatchila. If you have this full combination of pachas pachas, bein hashmashes and karmelis, and so there's a few achronim, and the Mishnah Berurah says one certainly could be mekel like the other achronim, even probably the Shulchan Aruch himself, whenever it's a case of makom dechak or tzorech mitzvah, tzorech gadol, and then that would be okay. All right. Stop. Oh, 1 second. I just want to say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's a machlokas lechatchila. Yeah, okay, I said it already.